This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's What's on Your Mind for Thursday, 24th day of October. Scott Henin on a little birthday break. He's heading to the East Coast to see the one of his lovely children out of college. Daryl Lees is here with Todd and I on What's on Your Mind. Daryl, how you doing, buddy?
I am doing just fine today. Looks like it's going to be a sunny day, so we need those sunny days.
Yeah, no kidding. Ugh.
It's kind of been an interesting fall, and
the drought's over, at least, to say the least.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's still a part of the state you get up in that extreme northwest that
really
they've gotten some adequate rains to.
Doug Goring had said something about seeing rain up there, and like they're all like, "Wow, we didn't know we could actually hold."
Yeah, they got
it. Here,
they got. So. They actually got a late hay crop. And got nothing for an early hay crop up in the northwest part of the state. So they did catch rains up there, you know, mid to later summer and fall here. So
yeah, the fun never ends, huh?
But they were in pretty serious condition up there as far as drought to start the year with.
Well, coming out of last year, at least.
No, they're on the verge of breaking that. I think you never know on a drought. Yeah, just got to wait a couple of weeks. The old saying is, just you're only ever 2 weeks away from a drought, and you know this fall we were only a few weeks. You know, we ended up being just a few weeks away from
2020. We're all going to be sitting, going, "Remember last year we had water everywhere, and now this."
But that's how fast it can turn out there.
Oh, I know.
At least our power is still on. I mean, you know, still electricity flowing.
Yeah, they don't have planned outages for 500,000 people like California does right now.
Do you want to make a list of reasons to not live in California? We're going to be here a while.
Let's list reasons to live in California. It'd be a lot shorter list.
Yeah.
No, it is interesting times out there, though, and we're going to kind of focus on that today on What's on Your Mind. This is Daryl Lees, president of NDFB, sitting in for Scott Henin, right next to Todd the Radio God Mitchell.
Hello.
And never too far away from Kevin Flynn.
Yeah, and Kevin over there on the eastern side of the state. And like I said, we're going to kind of focus on, you know, some of the challenges out there and how to deal with those challenges. We got the vice president of NDFB, Dana Kelder, coming on at 9:20 thereabouts to talk about how things are on the eastern side of the state. He's a farmer over there. He's also a banker. And so maybe enlighten us a little bit from the banking perspective, what they're seeing or what kind of plans they're trying to do with folks over there. Then in the top of the 10 o'clock hour, when we come back from break at 10:06, we're going to have a professional on to talk about dealing with this stress, dealing with some of the hard decisions, how you handle that, who you can talk to, who you should talk to, who you can reach out to, just all the things surrounding some of the tough decisions and challenges that are out there right now in handling that stress. So Josie Ridolfi will be on with us to talk about those things, because I think it's important that people know that there is help out there. There are people you can talk to out there, and maybe the right kind of conversations to have. I don't know where that'll take us there, but she's definitely aware of the situation up here and what's going on. So I think that'll be a helpful tool. And then, of course, today, the announcement of Governor Burgum seeking re-election. So we've got some segments there. The bottom of both hours, we're going to play a little bit of interview that was done with Governor Burgum and some questions there that were asked. I believe it's the only one-on-one interview that Governor Burgum is doing regarding his re-election announcement.
Fantastic.
So right here, we'll have those segments on also. And so I got to ask. You know, this is a question that I think we should ask out there. Todd and Scott told me that we've got a MyPillow here that we could give away.
Yeah.
So the question of the day to get in for the opportunity to win a MyPillow is, should Governor Burgum be reelected? Yes or no? and why? So the best answer, respectable answer, you can be critical of him, but you got to do it in a respectable way. Or you can praise him, and you got to do that in a respectable way. But the best answer at the end of the day of should he be reelected, via text, via phone call, whatever, we're going to give away a free MyPillow.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Because right. Scott said, I know you like to give things away when you come on there. Oh, absolutely.
Well,
especially when it's not my stuff that I got to pay for. Isn't that, I sound like a politician, right?
Is that why we're giving away my pillows and not bacon or anything?
Yeah, that's
there?
Right. Yeah, it sounds like a politician. I'm willing to give away your things, just not my things. Yeah.
And you're running for office when?
Yeah, well, you know, that's the way it is.
Let's face it, folks, when you elect a president or whatever, it's exactly what you're doing. You're hiring somebody to give away all of our stuff.
Yeah. I mean,
the question is, how are they going to give it away?
Remember, a government big enough to give you everything you need is a government big enough to take everything away from you also.
That's true.
So you got to be careful with that.
None of us want that. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or you can text 701-226-8503 to get in. On Daryl's pillow.
Yeah, my pillow.
not his pillow.
Mike Lindell was in Bismarck, what, a week ago? About a week ago
this,
now?
This past weekend, yeah.
Yeah, which is about a week ago. We're already at Thursday.
Friday, yeah, because there was a thing Friday night, and I was at a Godchild project thing, so I couldn't go, but yeah.
Right.
I mean, wow.
And, of course, the phone lines are open. We want to know what's on your mind. You know, tell us about what's going on in your area with this weather that we've been having and the delays out there. You know, let us know, you know, if you've got concerns for your community out there or folks in your community, and if there's anyone out there that's done some things to try and set up some help lines, so to speak, or some community gatherings to try and, help.
How are you handling it? What are you doing to be able to get through?
Right. And I heard some reports. I didn't make it to any of the town halls that Governor Burgum and Commissioner Goring had on Monday. But that was one of the things I think that they did a good job of, from my understanding, is at least in Pheasant and the reports I got from there, they would ask questions, how many people are, you know, how many people is this issue, certain issue affecting, and raise your hands. Mm-hmm. But then they'd ask people, look around. You're not alone. You're not alone. There are a lot of people facing these issues. You're not alone. Don't think you're on an island. Don't think that there aren't people out there that you can visit with that understand what you're going through, because there's a lot of people who have the same issues.
And I'm glad they went out there. I think it's really important that they are seen out there and not just sitting in Bismarck or sitting in Fargo and going, yeah, we know. It would be really easy for somebody to sit, you know, in the ivory tower
right.
and do that. They're not sitting in the ivory tower. They're down in the fields with everybody.
Right, yeah. No, I think it's, I don't know. I think there's a lot of positive to them being out there that is going to be a, you know, a needed eyes on the ground type of thing, boots on the ground to see what's actually going on and hear it firsthand, not secondhand, you know, from a staffer. I think it's important that the elected officials get out there themselves and not just depend on that filter through a staffer of what's going on in times like this. So that was, I think, a very positive thing. Good thing that both the governor and ag commissioner did out there this week. So phone lines are open. If you have questions, concerns, or if there's a topic of the day that you want to talk about, we can sure talk about that. That's definitely what we want to do here. We want to make sure that we hear from the listeners on the great radio waves out there through the streaming on the computers and everything going on out there that's on people's minds today. We do have some folks calling in right now. I think we've got Chris from Dickinson on the line. Is he ready?
Chris from Dickinson,
hey,
what is
Chris,
on your mind?
Welcome to What's on Your Mind there, sir.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. Not ag-related at all. I'm not involved in agriculture at all, but my heart goes out to the farmers and ranchers. And if you are desperate, down, feeling down and out, just like you said, they're not alone. Please reach out for help. You're not just impacting yourself. You're impacting yourself, your family, your community. You have no idea what an impact you have. And just as a reminder of to how crucial they are to our way of life, if you guys get a chance, I'd appreciate it if you could play When God Made a Farmer by Paul Harvey. I'll hang up. Thank you.
That's always a good one. I mean, we should be playing that every, at least like once a month or something.
Yeah, every day.
Yeah, I mean,
Well, that and then if the devil ruled the world or whatever.
And yeah, the if I were the devil.
If I were the devil. 1965. That was outstanding.
If I were the devil. Yep.
My dad just discovered that one. Hey, you should play this on your show. I'm like, yeah, you're right, Dad. You can't listen all the time.
Yeah, no. Well, and
you don't let him listen when he's on dialysis because it gets him all fired up. So.
Yep.
Well, understandably.
And yeah. Here's some positive news out there. Dakota Access Pipeline donates $1 million to first responders along its four-state route.
Yep,
and they're going to make some check presentations today, in Morton County, Dunn and McKenzie counties.
Yesterday. They did Morton County yesterday.
Oh, they did Morton County yesterday. Today is Dunn and McKenzie and Mondrail Williams.
And they also did seven South Dakota counties as well.
Yeah.
Kevin Flynn.
There you go. You bet. Hey, it's What's On Your Mind, one of our proud sponsors, Coalition for a Secure Energy Future, the marketing arm of the Lake Knight Energy Council. I tell you what, $18 billion invested in the state of North Dakota, 14,000 North Dakotans keeping their lights on. Go to SecureEnergyFuture.com for more information. This is What's On Your Mind. Darren Lee's in for Scott. More coming up.
We're Tioga Chamber of Commerce, and we want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. Tioga's average yearly household income of over $73,000 a year supports nearly 140 area businesses. Tioga is a driver and innovator in local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Festival. Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. If you're looking for great opportunities, please visit us in Tioga and experience a great point of view. Or for more information, visit TiogaND.org.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
What's on your mind? 20 minutes past the hour. Darrell Lee's in for Scott Hennon, who's taking a couple of days off for his birthday, making it a long birthday weekend. Brought to you in part by our friends at High Plains Apache and Frontier and Mandan. Two different numbers, 701-297-6464 if you're in Frontier. 701-663-2375 in Mandan. High Plains Apache, your Apache sprayer headquarters. Their dedicated sales and service teams have one focus, sprayers, and it shows in everything they do. They want you to look at their website,
learn more about the company. I think you'll find that their straightforward approach, appreciation, expertise, and focus on customer service sets them apart from the competition. Great crew, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Apache, High Plains Apache, and Frontier, and Mandan. Darrell Eason for Scott Hennen on What's on Your Mind.
Well, it's good to be back here in the chair at K-Fire 550 next to Todd over here, and appreciate Scott reaching out and asking if I'd be interested in a guest host, and I think he had in his mind that we would talk a lot about agriculture and what's going on out there, and we're gonna do that today. And with us now, from over there in the Hillsboro area, is Dana Calder. Dana is the vice president of NDFB, so I get to work with him throughout the year, and he's also a credit officer for Goose River Bank. And Dana, give us a little perspective of what things are like in the eastern part of the state as far as what's going on over there at the farming and ranching. I know beet and potato harvest has been an extra special challenge like all the other crops, but what's going on at your end of the state, Dana?
Oh, good morning, Darrell. Yeah, thank you for having me on also. And it's been a challenge. You know, that obviously the beet harvest and potato harvest is quite a bit more urgent in nature, and they've been working diligently and slowly to get that off as conditions allow. But both have really struggled, and I think Crystal is somewhere around 40% complete with harvest, and potato guys, I know that some have been able to do a little bit and some not at all. And, you know, even as far as the other crops, there's still wheat left in the field, still a fair amount of edible beans, and then most of the soybeans and corn is left to go yet. So it's a struggle, and even, you know, the guys with cattle in this area have struggled even getting the cattle home with the muddy conditions and getting hay cut and chopped, or even just straw baled for bedding. So really kind of been a struggle all the way around since really the later part of wheat harvest.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's not just one kind of crop being affected. It's not just one segment of the industry. It's the livestock, the small grains, the root crops like the beets and the potatoes, the row crops. I mean, everyone is having challenges this year, and there's a lot of people in the same boat out there, and I think it's important for people to realize that it's not, you're not on an island by yourself, and I'm over here in the north central part of the state, you're over there on the far eastern part, and we're having the same things. There's wheat out in places there should never be wheat out yet. In southwest part of the state, there's still wheat in the field, and that is just never been heard of, that they still have wheat in the field this time of the year. So it's challenging out there. From a banking perspective, Dana, how is the banking industry looking at trying to help through this time, and what can the banking industry do? I mean, there's a lot of regulations that you guys got to follow, but what's the perspective from the banking industry?
Overall, I guess in our immediate bank and where I work, you know, it's just a wait-and-see approach as we are now. I mean, there's concern over what guys will be able to harvest, quality of that when they get harvested, and then their ability to handle that at end of season, or if they do have a worst-case scenario and are in a position where they can't get crops harvested. So, I mean, definitely a concern, but more of a wait-and-see approach, and you know, most producers are very resilient and able to do the best job they can, and there's still a lot of hope that they'll get the majority of their crop harvested and safely.
Yeah, and I think, you know, there are things out there if someone gets in a little bit more of a pinch than the average out there. I mean, obviously, there's some things that can be worked with through FSA and, you know, some mediation and some, you know, guarantees and stuff like that through FSA and some of those kind of things. I would sound like, it sounds to me like there's probably going to be some need for that. Is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, depends upon the age of the grower and where they are at financially. Most of those, you know, guarantees and that were probably in place before the growing season, but if there are some need for that going forward, you know, that'd be taken a look at renewal, and if there is some need for restructure, if some FFA guarantees or programs in that area are a fit, you know, we'll definitely take a look at that and help to mitigate some risk on the bank side of it, and also a benefit to the farmer or producer where they're able to maybe spread out payments over a longer term and that can make it a little more palatable cash flow-wise.
Yeah, because, I mean, we're coming off of 5 years of lower commodity prices. So, I mean, this isn't, you know, the commodity price thing's not a new thing. But when you put on top of that the prospect of not maybe being able to get all of your crop, some people maybe not any of your crop, depends on, you know, there's some really hard-hit areas of the state. On top of some people didn't get all their crop in to begin with this spring even, and now they can't get off what they did get in. And so, I mean, there's a lot of variables on that deal, and a lot of variables I believe that those of you in the banking industry got to look at all those variables too and go, wow, how can we position things? How can we work with things? Is there enough equity? Does it make sense to extend it? Does it make sense to run it longer terms? Them are all conversations that I'm sure you guys are willing to sit down and go through and try and assist where you can with your farmers and ranchers.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's there's so much unknown at this point, and there's, you know, guys have looked at tracks on the combine, rear wheel assist, floater tires, bigger tractors of PTOs. I mean, there's been a fair amount of money spent already to get a crop that is still in the field. And, you know, most banks, too, are in it to help their producers succeed and want to be successful with them. I mean, if they are successful, it helps the bank succeed and be profitable, and that's all, you know, benefit for the communities that we serve. And, you know, on the other hand, there might be some tougher conversations going into this winter and spring where, you know, they look at some fairly major restructuring, depending upon where they are financially, and, you know, definitely try to help them work through those tough discussions. So.
Well, and, you know, so we hear a lot of times that, you know, well, they've got crop insurance to cover that stuff, and they do have crop insurance to cover bushel loss, you know, price loss, whatever some of those things would be. You know, there's some programs out there for that, but there are capital expenditures. You just alluded to whether it's tracks at $60,000 to $80,000 a combine or floater tires. Those things, those kind of capital expenditures aren't figured into crop insurance, and that becomes a challenge on top of that.
And, great.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, it does show the resiliency of our producers in our area, too, that, I mean,
right.
They'll do what needs to be done to get it in. And
Well, thanks for the time, Dana. We're up against the break. We'll be back right after the break. It's What's
On
Your Mind.
High-performance baler that's affordable, too. New Holland RF Series fixed chamber round balers from your local Northern Region New Holland dealer make it easy to create quality 4x4 and 4x5 bales. Extra-wide pickups easily handle large swaths and windrows. And a combination of floor rolls and closely spaced slats start bales quickly. Visit your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today and ask about New Holland RF Series round balers. They're the simple, affordable way to make quality bales.
You've heard about concrete's strength, but what about safety? If you're not building with concrete, you're playing with fire. Concrete can withstand temperatures over 1,000 degrees. How about wind? Concrete is held up in winds as strong as tornadoes and hurricanes. Even the new shining beacon of strength at One World Trade Center, New York City, has concrete at its core. Materials matter. To build for safety, build with strength. Learn more at ndconcrete.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is praising House Republicans who stormed into an impeachment inquiry hearing yesterday. The Republicans complaining that Democrats directing that inquiry are leading a secretive investigation. The president calling those GOP reps warriors who fight with him all the time against what he calls witch hunts. A new national poll showing a new leader in the Democratic primary race for the White House. The Quinnipiac University survey finds Senator Elizabeth Warren with 28% of the vote and Joe Biden slipping to 21%. The university's polling analyst is Mary Snow.
It's not as though this poll is reflecting a big gain for Senator Elizabeth Warren. What it reflects is a six-point slip for Joe Biden since a week ago.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
This is What's on Your Mind, Thursday edition, brought to you in part by our friends at Oasis Petroleum. You know, they possess that be the buffalo spirit. Scott talks about it all the time, running into the storm, not away from the storm. And I'll tell you, this team is hiring great people plus great assets. It's a great opportunity. Oasis is the premier opportunity in the premier operator in the Williston Basin. Okay. Coveted assets, creative people, successful company. They're on the forefront of technology development, operational efficiencies, and infrastructure development, and they're looking for you. All right? You want to explore a little more on a career with Oasis Petroleum, a great company, go to oasispetroleum.com and click on the careers tab. Oasis Petroleum, proud sponsor of What's on Your Mind. Scotty's taking a couple days off. Daryl Lease is sitting in. On What's
Up? Hey, it's good to be here. I am sitting in the seat at the K-Fire studio here next to Todd, the radio god Mitchell. He's right next to me over here. And
I showered and wore pants today. Just for you.
I'm glad. I am very glad.
Well, we were pretty glad.
I don't
pretty
think
excited.
To everybody.
Not besides, you know, Todd's trouser news. We're very excited that the governor of the state of North Dakota made a stop earlier on What's on Your Mind talking to Scott Hennen and made his announcement on the. This is the only one-on-one interview I believe that Governor Burgum did on the re-election. Scott's first question was there ever any doubt you were going to run for re-election?
Well, Scott, I think you know that the First Lady and I and Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford that we, were honored to have an opportunity to serve everybody in North Dakota, and we're grateful because in these jobs we can work hard to make a difference in people's lives every day. But this is not a decision that anybody makes lightly because, the commitment to serve and sign up for another 4 years is one that we want to do thoughtfully, never want to take for granted. I know Brent talked with his family, Catherine and I, you know, we talked with kids and family members and said, really we're thoughtful about it because we're going to do this. We want to bring the same energy that we're bringing right now in the first term, which is, coming at this and, every day as hard as we can to make the biggest impact we can. And so with that thoughtfulness and with that support of family and friends, we're throwing our hat in the ring and we're ready to go hard for another 4 years.
Transitioning as you did before your run the first time from the private sector, same thing with Brent, to the public sector, although I guess Brent was mayor, but I mean he came from the business community and that wasn't a full-time job in the sense that you normally are required of that kind of level of service. But you both business leaders from the public private sector coming into the public sector, has it been a lot different than you thought it would be in being governor and the time requirements and the challenges that come your way?
Well, I think in terms of, we get asked that question a lot, but one thing I would say is that Brent being a business leader and myself as a, you know, entrepreneur, business leader, the skill set that we are bringing, we feel is exactly what's needed right at this time. I mean, we know that technology is changing every job, every industry, every company. It needs to change how we think about delivering of government services on everything from healthcare to education to the corrections. And so, you know, bringing an idea that we are people that want to embrace new approaches and new ideas where we can do things sometimes better and at the same time less expensively than we could before. That's what we ran on. And what I've found is, I mean, I think when we ran last time, we said, hey, we think there's some opportunity. There's some low hanging fruit for improvement. It turns out that it wasn't just low hanging fruit. It's like walking into a room where the fruit's laying on the floor and you're stepping on it because there's so many opportunities for us to deliver, you know, better services than we have in the past. And now we've got a whole team of people, that are bought in everywhere from, you know, cabinet leaders to legislators that are embracing the idea that we can do things better and differently. And that's exciting to see, and exciting to see people on the front lines that are out there driving innovation. And I'm, you know, more excited about the next 4 years than we were even when we announced last time, because I think we're going to have even be able to drive more impact, more positive impact in the second 4 years than in the first.
So give me an example of those opportunities of the low-hanging fruit to deliver better services that you are most proud of, you think that most impacts people, and also then connect that to how, you know, there's more to do, and an example of something you want to do yet. But what's the greatest accomplishment out of that category so far, would you say?
Well, as you know, there's so many, but I'd say, you know, when I think about the great work that the First Lady's doing what she's doing on reducing the shame and stigma of addiction, has an impact, because it's not just addiction touches everybody's lives and everybody's family. But when you take a look at, you know, when we spend over $500 million on a criminal justice system, and everybody that we've, you know, virtually every person who's incarcerated has got had contact with a disease of addiction. You know, if we're criminalizing a health problem, we couldn't, you know, let's lock up everybody that, you know, has got, you know, diabetes and cancer. I mean, you can't, we have to accept that the approaches we've taken the last 30 years, tough on crime sometimes was only tough on taxpayers, and, you know, war on drugs meant that we were having a war on people who had an illness. And so we've got to take care of people that are committing crimes and put them away. But in North Dakota, 98% of the people that are in prison end up coming back out again. So creating a system where we create better neighbors, give people hope for recovery, you know, figure out a way to help them get a job, a driver's license, and employment when we've got all these jobs open, you know, versus stigmatizing them both with the disease and with a felony, where they come out and we discriminate against their ability to get a job and a place to live. And these are people that are, you know, these aren't, you know, some stranger under a bridge. These are people's, you know, sons and daughters and nieces and nephews and family members who got caught up in the disease of addiction. So I'd say that's one thing we're bringing a complete new look. And then we can, instead of spending $41,000 a year with someone incarcerated for a nonviolent drug crime, we can spend a fraction of that on treatment and have them be out with their family and kids. And we've got, you know, more examples like that across what we're doing on, you know, education, cybersecurity, you know, all kinds of delivery of services. What we're doing in IT in North Dakota is, you know, across the board making changes. So there's lots of things that are happening, but that's one where just a sea change can make a huge difference in the lives of so many.
And where would be an example of low-hanging fruit yet undone that maybe has been a frustration to this point, or that you still want to, I mean, a reason for running for re-election because this makes so much sense, yet we haven't done it yet? What would that be?
Well, I think we've got an opportunity to, you know, lead the nation in education. We have an opportunity to lead the nation in delivering rural health care. And one of the things that, you know, when I take a look at, you know, I take a look at health care, you know, it's debate happens every day. And really the debate is talking about the portion of the population that doesn't get health insurance, through their employer. And no one's really talking about the productivity of the system. Et cetera. We got more doctors and nurses retiring every year than we got people coming into the system. And then the federal government, you know, piles on a bunch of regulations that makes doctors and nurses less productive. They see fewer patients a day. And anybody in agriculture in North Dakota knows, anybody in industry knows that if you want to lower your costs, you got to increase your productivity. And so we have to think about the delivery, and there are so many ways that we can improve the delivery side to lower the cost, as opposed to just fighting over insurance policies and who pays for those insurance. No one's actually addressing the underlying cost. And if we can get North Dakota freed up from the federal system, I know that in North Dakota we can deliver a system here that will deliver better care at lower costs, because we've got the people, the organizations, the partnerships, and the ideas to make it happen.
I've been watching the North Dakota legislature since the mid-'80s and the interaction with governors and the legislature. And there's a natural tension between the executive branch and the legislative branch. You got people from every corner of North Dakota that come in with ideas and things they want to do. They're elected, and they feel strongly about their opinions. And you have a governor and an executive branch that has, you know, the same passion. So that's just a natural tension that's there. It did seem that, you know, in your two sessions of the first term, that there was an unusual level of resistance. Despite the fact that the majority party is Republican and you're Republican, that folks just didn't want to cooperate. I mean, was that a frustration for you, and how do you change that in the second term?
Well, I think it's, that may have been a storyline, but I think that storyline's 4 years old. The reality is, whether it's what we just talked about with criminal justice reform, whether it's, $174 million or permanent, property tax relief, because what we're doing with redesigning social services, which is another huge area of reinvention, what we're doing on addiction recovery, what we're doing in, passing legislation finally on, having being the last state to put in a Medicaid fraud unit, the TR presidential library infrastructure bills, prairie dog, education funding. I mean, the collaboration in terms of what we've been able to get done and what we got done in the first session, in terms of working with the legislature to take $1.7 billion reduction in the general fund, that only happens if you've got the ability to work with the legislature. And we've got great partnerships with lots of legislators. And I think it's a popular theme to try to say that there's a lot of tension. There's always tension, going to be tension between the executive branch and the legislative branch. That goes back to the Roman Empire, not just back to the beginning of the history of the U.S. So we know there's going to be that tension, but, working with both my majority and minority leaders, Brent Sanford is president of the Senate, has got great relationships with all the senators, and we look forward to continuing to collaborate and innovate with the legislature to move North Dakota ahead, because for the large majority of the folks that are there, they want the same thing our administration does, which they want, better government delivered more efficiently that's making an impact in supporting people. And I think right now this is a chance for us all to come together. How I want to give a shout out to all the people out in ag country that are listening, because out there on Monday, people are really hurting out there. I mean, when we've got this unprecedented wet weather, this is going to take a whole of government, not just the executive branch, but the legislature. We got to work together to make sure that we're doing everything we can to support the people of North Dakota that are out there, fighting for their farms and ranches, fighting to keep their cattle alive under incredible conditions. And it's not just that our hearts go out to them, because they do, and we care and care deeply, but we got to figure out what we can do to either augment or support or put pressure on federal programs. I was on the phone last night with both our senators, our congressmen. Yesterday I talked to Secretary Sonny Perdue, and while our announcement today is interesting, I want everybody to know that we're focused on working, doing our job every day that we got elected to for the people of North Dakota. And right now this ag crisis is front and center. And I know that, Scott, that you, I know that you're in touch. You hear a lot from people that are out there. You understand how much people are hurting, but it's something we got to stay on top of this one, because this is not a sprint. This is a marathon. We're going to have situations where we're going to be, set up for, the most difficult ever harvest conditions is what we're facing right now, most difficult ever. And then next spring, we could be facing unprecedented flooding. So it's just going to be a 6-month minimum battle, but that's top of mind for us every day.
More conversation with Doug Burgum announcing his reelection coming up after 10 o'clock. We'll have that right about the bottom of the hour, bottom of the second hour here coming up next hour. So what's on your mind? Scott's on vacation. Darrell Lee sitting in for Scotty. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back. What's on your mind? 701-258-0550. Give it a call.
Attention mineral owners. You have to check out Mineral Tracker. It is an online tool that will help you manage your assets. Many mineral owners want to manage their own interests, but it can be daunting. Mineral Tracker makes it easy. Use our self-audit tool to make sure that you're being paid correctly every month. Plus, you can see what your future income projections look like. Go to MineralTracker.com today to activate your free account. It's free. Or call the Mineral Tracker guys at 833-842-2924.
Hi, this is Andy Murdoch with Piper's Auctioneers with an exceptional lineup of farming construction equipment auctions this November, featuring farm retirement auctions in Beach, Church's Ferry, and Grassy Butte, North Dakota, offering Case and John Deere combines, John Deere and versatile four-wheel drive tractors, John Deere 49, 40, and 4730 sprayers, hopper bins, semi-trucks, trailers, and more. Piper's will also be hosting equipment auctions in Steele, Williston, Harvey, Tuttle, and Bowman. Full equipment inventory lists and all land auctions are available at Piper's.com.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven, and I have been in Norway 179 times and had over 49,000 people on tour with me during the past 50 years. Come and join me on my 44th annual Norway Luxury Tour to beautiful Norway, July 20th through August 4th. See Norway at its very best. There is a fjord in your future, hundreds of waterfalls, and spectacular mountains. We will visit Fargo's sister city of Hamar, the Olympic city of Lillehammer, plus Oslo, Bergen, and Trondheim. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me toll-free at my number 1-800-343-0093, and I will send you a complete packet of information on this tour. 1-800-343-0093. First come, first serve. Welcome along.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
On your mind, brought to you by our friends at H.H. Thompson & Sons. H.H. Thompson & Sons, founded in 1908 by Henry Abbott Thompson, and the rest is history. Been providing high-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and mechanical contractor services, not only in Bismarck, but across the region in North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Montana. They get it done. Furnace, air conditioner replacements. Boy, you want to make sure that furnace is fired up with this winter. I think we got it coming. Water heater replacements, garage heater installations, even like bathroom remodels and even like garbage disposal replacements, things like humidifier installation. And if you've changed over from propane to natural gas like we did recently, you'll need someone to handle the piping for that, even if you've got a nice natural gas grill that you want to have piped in. HATandSons.com,
HATandSons.com, or give them a call, 701-223-3393.
They've done my place.
They are awesome. I hear nothing but great things. It's What's on Your Mind. Darrell Leeson for Scott Hennin today.
And it's good to be here. Thanks to Scott and the crew for requesting me and giving me the opportunity to guest host today and talk a little bit of agriculture and everything that's happening today. And on the phone with us now, we have Jim the Flagpole Guy. Jim, how have you been? It's been a while since I've had the opportunity to visit with you. Jim, are you with us?
Hello.
Hey, Jim.
There he is.
Hey, welcome back.
Hey, Darrell, for the second time. Hello, how are you?
I am doing wonderful, and it sounds like you've been really busy out there.
We've got a lot accomplished since I talked to you last, and I'm actually kind of in your neck of the woods here, South Fargo. I'd like to thank Mr. and Mrs. Wild for a flagpole display. And, you know, Darrell, yesterday, you know, sometimes you have those days, right, when you're just like, is this all worth it?
Yep.
Ready to throw in the towel. And, we got through it. And then today we came and we installed a flagpole that we installed a foundation for yesterday for Mr. and Mrs. Wild. And they, Mrs. Wild came out and brought us a coffee and she started tearing up. And she said that in honor of her father and his, the man that he was, and his service in Korean War, she just couldn't help but let the tears fly.
Oh,
and I started
awesome.
Both crying with her in honor of my son, who I lost. You know, these flagpoles, they mean a little something to, different to everybody, but there's one common denominator that a flag represents is a type of freedom, a type of joy, a type of success that everybody's got to witness in their life, and it's unmatched. There's no other symbol that brings out a loving emotion like our flag, and I think I'm not going to quit.
Well, and that's that is true. I mean, that patriotic feeling and that, I mean, I still get goosebumps every time I hear the Star Spangled Banner. I mean, I just, when someone starts singing that, or even if it's just a musical rendition on disc that they're playing at an event, that's still that pride of our country and that, like you said, that emotional and that just love for America and love for everyone that's here just starts to come out, Jim.
Yes. These, you know, we put these flagpoles up and, you know, they're just a hunk of aluminum, you know, and they've got some fancy, long-lasting hardware and everything. But, you know, people, when they speak about freedom, it's the flag and the beauty of it, and of course, a nice display really helps, especially when it's correctly sized for the setting.
Really, there you go. Right. You got to get it done right.
Yeah. I mean, thank you, everybody who puts the flag up. You can put the right one up. Maybe it doesn't mean too big. It just means the right size. And this particular setting was a two-story home and a fairly large open area and a 25-foot flagpole with a 5-inch butt. Worked well.
Yeah. There you go. And you're there, Jim, to help people determine what is the proper and adequate and the right size for what they want to display, and that's great. So we appreciate everything you're doing out there, Jim. Anything else you want to say before we let you go here?
Just thank you again for everybody that's helped me get through the summer, and thank you to everybody that loves America and loves success, loves self-responsibility, loves family, loves the community. Thank you, everybody. God bless you all.
All right. Thank you, Jim. And I tell you what, we're going to be coming up against a break here quick, but I want to go to Jeff. He's been on the line here for quite a while. Jeff from Rugby on Farm Finances. Are you still with us, Jeff?
Yeah.
Can there you are, Jeff. Yes, I can. How are you doing today, Jeff?
We're doing fine. I just wanted to give some encouragement to the farmers that are out there. I grew up farming and ranching, and I've about 33 years ago, I went to work for K
Kent Jones with the farm financing, the ag mediation. 7 years later, I went on my own, but I've been doing farm finance for 33 years, and just some ideas to throw out there. Guys, farmers and ranchers, get to your banker early. Sit down and talk about what your options are. Another thing, how can you reduce debt? You know, we never think of reducing our operation. It's always expanding. But you've got to think survival.
Right.
The debt loads are just too much for some of these operations. And it doesn't mean that you're a failure. It means that your operation can't carry the load.
That's right. We're up against the break here, Jeff. We got to go here, but we'll be back. This is the long break because of the news that's coming in at 10 o'clock. So we'll be back right after the break with more What's On Your Mind.
Vince is back from Hot Springs Spa and Pool Tables, too. We talk spas, we talk saunas, we love them all, but you have a lot of fun. Tell us a little bit about some of the gaming.
Well, it's billiards, it's shuffleboard, bubble hockey, you know, and all the things that don't require electronics. It's good old family get-together recreation in the basement during our long winters, and just it is truly part of every day made better if you get together as a family and friends and get to play on an Olhausen or Brunswick table.
And you know what? You can have a logo of your favorite team right on there as well. Shuffleboard on the pool table. That's a nice little touch for some remodeling projects going on too, right?
Yeah, we do a lot of Bison and UND tables. And even you've seen the University of Mary and Jamestown University. And you can totally customize it if you'd like. And the sky is the limit on what you can do with an Olhausen billiard table or shuffleboard table.
Just plain fun waiting for you at Hot Springs, Spas, Pool Tables too. Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot. Tell them Scott sent.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.